The top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
There you go.
Okay, so like I said, it's we've made this change. We've asked for this, and Orion was kind enough to help us out with this.
Mm-hmm. He's voicing.
Number five.
That was great.
Like, I prefer that, actually. I really do. I love the way that sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, Jimmy Kimmel welcomed Bernie Sanders. The senator opined as to why voters like him.
I thought the message that we had, that there's something wrong with the middle class in this country, is disappearing. People are working longer hours for low wages. We have so much poverty, and almost all new income and wealth is going to the top 1%. I did know that that was a message that would resonate. And the other message to me, and it spreads from conservatives to progressives, people are really angry about a corrupt campaign finance system that allows very, very wealthy people to spend unlimited sums of money to buy elections.
You know what's interesting, though? There's a little clue in there. He started in the past tense.
Yeah, I did hear that. I did notice that, too. Although we had the great Michael Steele on earlier saying that he is going to continue up until the convention. He will not drop out.
But I think he knows.
It's a tough path, if not implausible, I guess is a word for it. But look at how he did last night. He had more delegates than Hillary Clinton.
I think he's pretty much statistically eliminated. It's sort of like when the Bears go 1-4 to start the season. You know, the likelihood that they can make the playoffs is incredibly low.
Mm-hmm. But he's changed the conversation, and I think all would agree that that will probably change this election. His talking points will become talking points throughout this election, no matter who moves forward.
So how would a president, Bernie Sanders, handle terrorists using U.S. military?
I think, as somebody who voted against the war in Iraq, I think we have to be careful about how we use military force, because sometimes we don't see the unintended consequence. You know, Saddam Hussein was a terrible dictator, but I kind of had the feeling. You get rid of him, you create a political vacuum, bad things happen. But there are times when you do have to use force, and I certainly would be prepared to do that.
You can't argue with his depth. I mean, he can handle every question. He's not just talking free education. I mean, you may not agree with everything he says, but he does have a plan.
Oh, come on.
He does.
There's no plan. He can't pay for it.
Well, but I mean, many would argue a lot of the plans we already have across America over the last few decades, we couldn't pay for.
Well,
and
really
some of them are not as meaningful as education for public educations. He's not saying all education, public universities and colleges. And I think it's kind of becoming a situation in America where the rich can afford college, and you certainly don't want that. So another talking point that probably will make its way into the general election.
You're
with or without Bernie.
That's probably true. That is probably true. All right, here we go.
Since it is the millennial, the millennial half hour, continue.
Number four.
Ted Cruz is slamming Donald Trump for threatening to go after his wife, Heidi. Trump's Twitter threat to spill the beans on Heidi came in response to an ad from an anti-Trump super PAC that featured a racy photo of Melania. At a news conference in New York City today, Cruz said he and his campaign had nothing to do with it.
Donald Trump doesn't scare Heidi remotely. When he bellows and attacks her, she's used to dealing with people who are full of hot air and tossing attacks, so it doesn't bother her in the slightest. That ad was completely inappropriate, and we had nothing to do with it. It's a separate group. It wasn't our campaign. It wasn't even a super PAC affiliated with us in any way. It's a totally separate group. I don't know the person who did it. I've never spoken with him. We have no involvement with him whatsoever. And Donald knows that. He just used it as an excuse.
And yet they were cheering, I'm sure, when they went out there because, you know, I mean, it was in Utah, right, that they thought that people there would just disagree with the naked pictures of Melania.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, going after wives, I'm not sure that that's
okay.
Up.
We're going to talk about that
in
a little bit.
Okay, all right.
You know what's really interesting, though? Bill and Wendy, Kim Gordon, during the Bill and Wendy show, broke the code.
There was
one moment where Ted Cruz defends his wife in a quote. We'll play this coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Defends his wife in a quote, and it is word for word from the American president.
Really?
The Michael Douglas movie. Interesting.
When is that coming up?
5:40. Because we're going to talk about whether families are fair game in a situation like this. That's what we're going to be discussing. But first, we got to talk about Hulk Hogan's junk, and that's coming up in the 3, the 2, and the 1. But first...
Even when you can't be there, they are at Chicago Tribune Sports Plus with more coverage from more journalists than anywhere else in the city. Join now at chicagotribune.com/sportsplus.
All right. The new production element of the Top 5 at 5 features Orion Samuelson at...
Number 3.
Sounds great. I like that.
Hulk Hogan spoke exclusively to Good Morning America for the first time since winning $140 million. You know, he got $115 million originally. Then they gave him another $25 million just because they love him.
Crazy amount of money.
Now, he sued Gawker, the website, in 2012 after it published parts of a video of him having nuptials with the wife of Radio Shock Jock Bubba the Love Sponge, Clem.
The players, the characters in this are just, it's a little surreal.
He's actually Todd Clem is his name. I was his newsman for 2 weeks.
No way.
Yeah.
Back when you first got
1991,
started?
1991, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
He was not known as Bubba the Love Sponge then? Or
yes,
was
he was.
Oh, he was.
Why
Sponge,
only yeah. 2 weeks? Did you have to build a treehouse?
I did. Right. In 1991, I would have been a millennial age.
Mm-hmm.
I was 27, and I was like, I don't think I want to be in the room with him. He's a large man. He was one of those guys, though, in the 1990s, when guys were big dudes, they didn't wear pants, they wore shorts. And because he's, no matter what it was, I remember it was like January, and he was wearing shorts.
Yeah.
It was very weird.
Strange radio personality. He was always known as Bubba the Lumpster. That's what he went through.
Actually, a really nice guy and a very talented guy because he's done very, very well throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
He says that the sex tape will have a long-term effect on his life because it'll live forever on the internet.
But their point is, if you're talking about that tape, then you can't be that embarrassed.
Well, talking about it's a lot different than having somebody illegally post the tape when you're seen naked in front of 7 million people. I will be naked forever until my children's children's children die because of the internet.
Yeah, but he was a professional wrestler.
I know, why I don't understand how this really harms him. Yes, maybe there's a case to be made that you don't want it out there, but I don't know how harmful it is. You know, they're saying that settlement or that amount, that the verdict is like crushing, that Gawker could potentially go out of business over this. They made $44 million last year.
Uh-oh.
And this is a $140 million verdict.
That's right, millennials. You should get insurance.
You haven't seen the tape that Gawker posted to this day.
I was in a situation where I had to look and identify myself on a player, and I've walked away from it. I can't. I would never watch the tape.
Do you maintain you did not know?
No, I did
you were
not
recorded?
No.
You feel like you were set up by your friends?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Jeez. That's going to make the 4th of July party very awkward, I would imagine.
That's the part that is the most, I think, the worst, that he was set up by his own friends for something like that. And then the video given to a website.
Yeah.
But $140 million bucks.
Weird deal.
Crushing.
Checking in at
number 2.
The Library of Congress announced the latest audio recordings to be added to the National Recording Registry. 25, including music and other recordings recognized for their cultural, artistic, and or historic significance to American society and the nation's oral legacy. Which, by the way, was also on that Hulk Hogan tape, if I'm not mistaken.
I didn't see it. I'm trying to refrain from ever seeing it.
You got Santana. Merle Haggard.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried.
That's like the kid from The Making of a Murderer.
Oh.
Like Brandon Dassey right there. That sounds like his anthem. All right, Gloria Gaynor, uh-oh.
Oh.
Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me? Why did you think I'd crumble?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Great song.
Oh, I don't
totally,
know.
Totally, like,
oh, man,
changed
I don't know.
The time.
I don't know. That was
got
that...
me through a bad romancer here, too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, yeah, that belongs here.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe girls like that better than boys. I don't
I
know.
Would say that's it's probably true.
Maybe the case. And Metallica? I think they should just play the part that they play in sports stadiums. Because this thing gets played. They just enter the Sandman. All right, and finally.
Number one.
Thank you, Orion. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. We got to pay him extra to stay around here to do this to the top 5 of 5, 2 or 3 something.
We need to have Orion back for News or Ruse.
Every night. All right, on The Nightly Show, Larry Wilmore rounded up some black supporters of Donald Trump. You see, the guy that punched the protester in Tucson was black. Who knew? I had no idea. Now, they claimed, Trump, of course, claimed because the protesters were in Klan hoods, but they were doing it ironically.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's...
I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. I don't get to vote.
Anyway, the theme of the Q&A with these supporters was, what the hell are you thinking?
Why do you support Donald Trump?
I'm open to Donald Trump because I feel like he's a gangster.
He's a gangster.
He's a gangster.
Is he a gangster or a gangsta?
He's a gangster.
Okay.
He's going out here and he's kind of gangstering the whole situation. Mm-hmm. He's like, if you come up to my mic, you know, I'm taking you out.
Right.
Coming from the hip hop community, mm-hmm. I understand his language.
Right. Because he is kind of like a rapper. I mean, he's into gold.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. He has his own vodka.
Absolutely.
He's got a private jet.
That's right.
And he really likes white women.
Oh, gosh. Those were actual supporters, though, of Donald Trump. Okay, sat down and explained why.
Hey, one more.
Donald Trump says he has a great relationship with the blacks. Okay, as one of the blacks, how would you describe that relationship?
The fact that he says the blacks.
The blacks, right.
Means that his relationship is a little skewed because he wouldn't call us the blacks if he really understood where we were coming
Does
from.
Does it feel like he's in an abusive relationship with the blacks? Are you guys secretly trying to get out of this relationship?
Not at all.
All
right.
Oh.
All right. Let's close this thing up, shall we?
The top 5 at 5.